Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Kekik. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mike Kekik. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Lemons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dave Lemons. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torres throws the ball into Michael, who tags May trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Melton moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Michael reaches second base with a double. Mike Kekec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kekec bunts towards third. Melton picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Melton. Michael scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Yankees. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark bunts towards the mound. Lemons catches it and throws to first to double up Kekec. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kekec fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Lemons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemons strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lanier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Torres who is chasing the ball. May reaches third base with a triple. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May tags and scores. Two outs. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Melton goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales is walked intentionally. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Kekic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kekic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kekic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Lemons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemons strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lanier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado misplays the ball. That's an error on Alvarado. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torres moves to second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torres scores. Mercer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Yankees, 2, White Sox, 2. Rich Gossage now pitching. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Mercer moves to third. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mercer scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Yankees. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. May hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reichardt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lanier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lanier. The throw from Brinkman and he is safe. Lanier steals second. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Michael bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Lanier scores. One out. It's 4-2, Yankees. Mike Kekec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kekec is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kekec hits a ball on the ground towards first. Andrews scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kekec for the out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-3 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morales strikes out. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Andrews scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Rich Gossage. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvarado hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. May hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ellis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Cy Acosta now pitching. Walt Williams now playing left field. Pat Kelly now playing right field. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lanier. The throw from Brinkman and he is out, Morales applying the tag. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Michael hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Kekec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kekec is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kekec hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Jorge Horta pinch runs for Mike Andrews. Dick Allen pinch hits for Rich Morales. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.